Let's take a look at the discussion board's assignment. So let's just read together. This is for the online classes only because the online discussion boards were designed to replace the interaction available in a face-to-face classroom setting. So far, we have 10 discussion boards that pertain to the course material. Now, there might be more, if I can think of any. And if you have any ideas, please contact me. Each student will be required to create at least one thread per discussion board. That means you start a discussion. It's called a thread. And then you will post at least 2 replies per discussion board to other students' threads. So let's see, that's 3 per discussion board, and there are 10 discussion boards, so that's a total of 30 posts. Each post is worth 2 points for a maximum of 60 points, which is a significant chunk of the grade, folks, so don't blow these things off. Some students do. A post consists of at least one paragraph containing 3 complete sentences. In other words, please know, I agree, or a nice post, okay? You can create more than the 30 posts, but the maximum points available is 60. Now, please do not think that you can only do 30. You can create as many threads and reply posts as you want. The more, the better, in my humble opinion. Some students, and I'm included in this, some people love the social interaction, and some people are not so excited about this. But remember, it's anonymous. Nobody sees you, so don't worry about it. Please create your own thread by the Thursday before the Saturday the forum is due. This will give other students time to respond to your thread. So, important. Make sure you create at least 3 posts per discussion forum. The first is your own thread. You create your own discussion thread, they call them. And the second and the third are responses to threads from your fellow students. Now, here's a little tip from an entity called Toastmasters International. You want to remember to be civil and constructive as described in the netiquette section of the long format syllabus. Essentially, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's basically a fancy way of the golden rule, right? Toastmasters International is an organization that helps people learn how to speak in public, something that many, many people are deathly afraid of. They're afraid of public speaking more than they're worth afraid of death. Toastmasters International has a system for giving constructive criticism. It is called the sandwich feedback. When you're giving constructive criticism to somebody, you respond with 3 points. The first and the third points emphasize one or more of the strengths of the person's offering. These are the 2 pieces of bread, right? I mean, the second post is the point that discusses one or more of the weaknesses of the person's offering and how they could be improved upon. So this is the filling of the sandwich, right? The delicate part that goes between the 2 pieces of bread. Does that make any sense? I hope so. Having been a part of Toastmasters International for many years, I can tell you that it is a highly effective technique that gives people the confidence they need to speak publicly and the information they need to improve their speaking. So in our case, it's anonymous writing, but it's the same idea. You want help to help people gain confidence by telling them what's good about their post, what they did well, and then you want to help them improve because everybody can improve. Yeah. Your humble instructor will give special bonus points for answering pleas for help from your fellow students and the strength to go on bar and grill. Now, what is this, right? This is, you know, some people call it the lounge and some people call it the hangout. I call it the strength to go on bar and grill because it's used when you're ready to throw the computer through the window, drop the class, go screaming into the night, beat the dog, or some other such desperate act. Now, I check the discussion boards normally at least once, sometimes twice a day. However, when people are in distress, the quicker they are helped, the better. So you may post anonymously in this board. Actually, you can post anonymously in all the boards, but if you do that in the other boards, you won't get any credit, okay? So don't do that. The special bonus points really aren't worth anything, but you're going to help me and help the other students, and isn't that reward enough? I hope so. So check out the different discussion forums that we're having. And remember, you have to create your own post by Thursday, and then the reply posts by Saturday. And of course, it'll be in the announcements reminding you, but as we saw in the, I don't know if you've seen them yet, but you should take a look at them, in the videos from other students, the best thing to do is to get organized. And so what you can do is print this thing out, and tack it up on your board, and check off the discussion forums as you go through them. Okay? All right. See you in the discussion forums, dear students.